Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Thousands of Democrats converged on the UMass Lowell campus yesterday to revamp their party platform and spend some time with a growing field of contenders for the governor's office. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Outside the campus Sangha Center, Grossman's supporters were getting ready for the expected announcement, preparing water bottles with his name on them to hand out to conventioners.
We're going to be passing these out inside.
Okay. Volunteer Tareen Hart of New Bedford was already wearing a bright orange baseball jersey with Grossman's name emblazoned on the front and the number 14 for 2014 on the back.
I want to look like a pumpkin. That was my dream. I try to work with that. No, Steve Grossman has been great. I met him a couple of weeks ago at a banquet for the Social Coalition for Social Justice, and I liked what he had to say. His speech was great. He was presentable. He knew those issues, and I liked him.
Nearby, Attorney General Martha Coakley's supporters held up big signs displaying her name and website. They are hopeful, although, like Sally Nellian of West Roxbury, they aren't sure exactly what Coakley's running for next.
We don't know yet. Right now, Attorney General, I guess. We don't know.
What, do you want her to run for governor?
Absolutely.
But in her remarks inside a few minutes later, Coakley remained coy about her intentions.
So I know there are a lot of people making announcements today. I have one, too. Tomorrow is my 60th birthday.
So it was Grossman who took the limelight at the Democrats' convention. In a brief statement, he announced both his candidacy and his support for paid family leave, all in the same breath.
If I am privileged to be sworn in January of 2015 as the next governor of this Commonwealth, I pledge to you that I will make paid family leave the very first bill I file as your new governor of this Commonwealth.
Grossman later added that he wanted to level the playing field for Bay State residents.
And if you look at my record as treasurer, you have to look no further than the Small Business Banking Partnership to level the playing field for women, for people of color, for immigrants, and for veterans.
Grossman got a positive response from many in the room, and several Democrats said they were wary of a Coakley candidacy, citing her lackluster campaign against Scott Brown in 2010. Still, Ann Manning of Ashland says Coakley deserves another look based on her work against the Defense of Marriage Act and on campaigning she did for Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator-elect Ed Markey, who will be sworn in on Tuesday.
I was disappointed in that campaign, but I've appreciated since then that Martha Coakley has done so much to support Elizabeth and Ed.
And most rank-and-file Democrats said they're keeping their minds open, attending the convention to hear more from all the gubernatorial candidates, including less well-known contenders such as State Senator Dan Wolf, former federal health official Donald Berwick, and biotechnology executive Joseph Avalone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.